welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 3rd comes from Leviticus 6. In Leviticus 5 and 6, we read about the final type of sacrifice under the Old Covenant Levitical priesthood, the guilt offering. The guilt offering was similar to the sin offering in two ways. First, the guilt offering, like the sin offering, was offered to make atonement for a specific sin, rather than being a general offering for sins like the burnt offering. Second, both the guilt offering and the sin offering were only available for sins that were committed unintentionally, according to Leviticus 5, verse 14 and 17. Not for sins committed with a high hand, that is, deliberate sins. The difference between the sin offering and guilt offering, then, comes in the way the guilt offering made restitution for the specific value of the wrong the person committed. So, if someone had pledged to bring an offering of a certain value to God, but failed to keep that pledge, the worshiper would make restitution by bringing 120% of the value of the pledge to the tabernacle, along with a guilt offering. That's what it means in Leviticus 5, verse 16, when we read, "Add a fifth to it." Or, if someone cheated another person in business, the guilty party similarly owed his victim the full value of what he had defrauded him, plus another fifth, again 120% according to Leviticus 6 verse 5. And only after making restitution would the sinner bring the guilt offering before Yahweh to make atonement for his sin. The principle behind the guilt offering is clear. Even though God promises that he will forgive us our sins, not holding his wrath and judgment against us any longer, there are nevertheless no sacrifices that allow us to absolve ourselves of the material consequences of our sins. When we have wronged people, we have real debts that we need to make up. In his commentary on Leviticus, Alan Ross reminds us of the teaching of Jesus, who said, "So, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift." In Matthew 5, verses 23 through 24. Ross then wisely writes this: "Many sins cannot be made right, but those that can be, should be. Otherwise, worship is hindered." The fact that Jesus Christ has paid for all of our sins does not mean that the consequences of our sins vanish. We need to proactively find the people we have wronged, seek their forgiveness, and if possible, restore what we took from them. The guilt offering from Leviticus gives us a theological model to separate out the issues of atonement and forgiveness before Yahweh from the issue of restitution. The same Jesus who made atonement for our sins commands us to make restitution to the people we have wronged. Is there anyone to whom you need to be reconciled before you worship the Lord today? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.